This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. I'm continuing my rant about dumb mistakes that contractors make in the summer. Two podcasts ago, I gave you the four words that you should eliminate from your vocabulary. Last time, I talked about dumb service mistakes that I know you will never do again. And today, I'm going to talk about dumb replacement mistakes or dumb job mistakes, whether you're residential or commercial. And once I reveal these, I know you'll never do these again. So, let's get started. The first thing that absolutely drives me nuts is not taking before and after pictures. And this is true whether it's residential or whether it's commercial. Here's why. Taking before pictures can actually help your crews save some time. They can look at the pictures, they can ask questions of the salespeople or your design consultants or whatever you decide to call them, comfort specialists, whatever, and they can get a sense of what they're going to be walking into. After pictures are essential simply because they show exactly how the system is when it was replaced. And this becomes important not only to show that all the lines are straight and all the elbows are, you know, aligned and the job looks really good, but let's assume that you set a condensing unit or a heat pump on a pad. And the ground settles, and that pad starts sloping. Well, the customer can call you and say, well, you didn't install it right. You installed it on a crooked pad. If you've got a pad showing that it was level when you installed it, the customer can't say that it's a warranty call. Quick example, that is one way that you can use your pictures. A really fun way to use the pictures, the after pictures, is to put them all up and let the office personnel decide who had the best job of the month. Nobody's going to put up a bad picture. Nobody's going to put up a sloppy job. So the office votes and the crew leader and the helper or helpers, depending upon whether it's residential or commercial, split X number of dollars that you determine. I've seen it to be $50. I've seen it to be $100. I've seen it to be $250 too. So it's up to you as to how much you want to split. This does many, many, many things. It makes sure that everybody's doing a good job. It makes sure that you're getting the pictures of the things that you want to get seen. And it also gives you pictures for your quote-unquote brag book. It's pictures that your comfort consultants or your project managers can take to prospective customers so that they can show the type of work that you do. And since, especially in a residential perspective, you're going to be educating the customer, it's always nice to show what we do and what Schlock Heating and Air does in terms of their sloppy work and what you should be looking for to make sure that the work gets done properly. So please, 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 please take pictures. Everybody's got a smartphone these days, so you can just snap the pictures and you can upload them into a cloud file and you don't even have to keep them on their smartphones. Just get it done. And both before and after pictures get put into the file, assuming that you are keeping paper files. If you're keeping electronic files, then all of them just get attached to the file so that you have them for future references. The second thing, which I think is absolutely insane, is not collecting or not getting the financing paperwork signed or sending out a bill to a progress billing, so to speak, and not getting paid for your progress payments. Let's take that one first. In the case of progress payments, if you're not getting paid, you have to stop work. This is immaterial whether it's winter or summer or any time in between, simply because if you're not getting paid, why should you do the work? And it is so hard for contractors to stop work, but you got to do it. You know, close your eyes, take a deep breath and say, we're not doing any more work for you until we get paid. And if the contractor is in trouble, i.e. the general contractor or the building owner or something like that, why should you spend your time, effort, and energy and thousands of dollars on work that you may never be paid for? It doesn't make sense. Now, let's take a look at the residential side. And this is an absolutely true story. I walked into a contractor's office in August. And on his desk was the financing paperwork for, it was 8 or maybe 9 jobs that they had done over the past 2 months and hadn't had, quote unquote, time to go back and get the financing paperwork signed off. I just was floored. I was dumbfounded. I said, "That's your money. Well, we have plenty of cash flow coming in right now." That's not the point, right? True story. The point is, you did the work, somebody has to go back and get paid for the work. Salespeople say that they're so busy at this time of year that they don't have time to go back. Well, quite frankly, in my opinion, they should be the ones going back and collecting the check after they make sure that the system is working properly and going over the system with the homeowner. They'll hand them the warranty papers and their first year's maintenance and collect for the work that you did or get the financing paperwork signed off. That is their responsibility. I said, "Wait a minute. We get our crew, our lead installer, to collect. That's true in some companies. However, the salesperson still needs to go back, give them the warranty paperwork, make sure that everything has gone right, go over the pictures, and make sure the customer is happy. So please, 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 please collect for the work that you did. I know that it is busy. I know that cash flow is really good at this time of year. But why would you do a job and not get paid for it? Doesn't make sense to me. The most important thing you do is bill and collect. Obviously, you have to do a good job. But if you don't bill for it, you don't collect for it, what's the sense in doing a really, really good job? Beats me. Next thing is not following up. Now, we talked about the salespeople following up after the job is sold, but I think everybody should follow up 30 days after the job is installed. And why? Because this is the best time to get referrals. And you're going, "Well, I don't need any referrals right now." Well, guess what? Summer will be over at some point in time. Or from a commercial perspective, that job will be finishing at some point in time. And you absolutely need the referrals to generate additional work. And so you call the customer on the phone. First of all, the customer is absolutely shocked that you called. You know, you might have sent cookies or a gift basket or something, a thank you note at the end of the job, which is what they expect. But nobody expects a phone call 30 days later. It's like, "Mrs. Jones, this is Ruth with ABC Heating and Air, just checking to see how your new air conditioning system is working." And generally, there's dead silence on the other end of the phone because they're shocked that you called. "Well, it's working fine. Terrific." Now, if it's not working fine and there's a problem, you immediately get them transferred to service or immediately have service call them back the next morning to get the issue fixed. But let's assume that everything's working fine. "Terrific. Well, Mrs. Jones, who have you talked to about your new system?" Well, there's no human being on the face of this earth who spends thousands of dollars and tells no one. If you've asked the question, "Well, who do you know who could use a new system?" They're going to go blank and they're going to say, "Oh, I don't know." But who have you talked to? Everybody's talked to somebody. "Well, I talked to my sister and my mother and my coworkers. And oh, yeah, John at my office said he was looking to get his heating and air conditioning system replaced because it wasn't working really well." Well, do you think John would be as happy with a new system as you are? I don't know. Why don't you go ask him? And you have a referral. Now you're thinking, "Okay, well, I don't need referrals right now." Well, actually, you still need to keep the referral process going, even in the middle of summer. It will take you 10 minutes on the phone. And if you install one new system a day from a residential perspective, 30 days later, 10 minutes once a day, everybody has 10 minutes. All right, when we get back, we'll talk about some other dumb replacement mistakes that I've seen during the summer. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com. Do it now.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. We're talking about dumb mistakes that are replacement or job-oriented in the summer. We've talked about not taking before and after pictures, not collecting, and not following up. Next thing I want to talk about is not completing a job in a day. And this applies residentially. We'll get into some more commercials in a minute. But if a job's going to take another hour or two to finish, and they finish at 8 o'clock at night instead of 6 o'clock at night, or they finish at 6 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock, it is always better to complete the job that day, even if it goes into an hour or two of overtime. And I promise you the customer is going to feel a whole lot better rather than leaving that customer without cooling in the summertime for another night. They want to cool in their home. You want to make sure it gets done in a day. And you should always authorize the additional hour, maybe 2 hours of overtime to get it finished. And here's why. If they leave at 4 o'clock, for example, or 3 o'clock, or whatever the time is, and they have another couple of hours of work to do, let's say it's an hour, by the time they get back the next morning, by the time they get started, by the time they remember where they were, I promise you it's going to be much longer than an hour. And then you've got the travel time to and forth twice instead of once. Better let them spend the extra hour or so of overtime and get the work done that day. From a commercial perspective, what I'd like you to make sure that you do is let the crews know what's expected every day. If you have a multi-day job or a multi-month job, the crews need to know how much time they have to do phase one and what phase one is, and how much time they have to do phase two and what phase two is, and all the way down the line. And giving the crews the amount of time that they need to get the work done in generally will help them pace their work. So if it's supposed to take a day and a half, 12 hours, tell them they've got 10 for phase one. It's amazing what they can do in 10 hours. Now, if you tell them they have 12, they might take 14. You tell them they have 10, they might take all 12, but they might get it done in 10. But give them the expectations you have for what work that needs to get completed in what period of time. If you let them go at their own pace, guess what? It's going to take a lot longer to get the jobs done than you've estimated, and there goes your net profit per hour, and there goes your profitability on a job. Especially in the summertime, it's really important for them to know what needs to be done every single day. And the other thing you probably want them to do is to go directly to the job if it's a multi-day job. There's no sense in them coming to the shop and then having to go to the job. You've wasted a half an hour, maybe an hour or more. But wait, you say, we need materials. Yes, you may need materials. So the lead person on that job calls in at 3 o'clock that afternoon and says, this is the materials that we're going to need for tomorrow. If you have a parts runner, and you can definitely afford a parts runner at this time of year, the parts runner takes the materials to the crew and they use them to get the job done that day. Next day, they call in at 3 o'clock for the materials they need for the following day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is really no reason for any of them to come to the shop, and their 8 hours a day should be spent on that job. There should be no travel time, and there should be no shop time. It should all be on the job time. Important, it will get your productivity up, whether it's busy or not busy, and it will make sure that your profitability stays where it needs to be. The last thing I want to talk about from a commercial perspective is when a job is finishing, whether it's busy or whether it's slow, it's important to know who is responsible for maintenance. Warranty is not maintenance, as we all know, but whoever the superintendent is on that job should introduce somebody from your company to the person responsible for maintenance. And this is how you hand it off from job completion to job maintenance. And it's done during construction, but at the end of the construction as it is wrapping up. So that is some of the dumbest mistakes that I've seen during the summer and sometimes year-round from a residential and commercial perspective. So let's go through them again. Take pictures before and after. Please collect. Please follow up. Please complete the jobs in a day, even if it takes an hour or two or overtime. Please let the crews know what they have to get done in what period of time. And please call in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the materials needed for the next day. And please find out who is responsible for maintenance so you can do the proper handoff. Thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.